Aloha and hare mai, one and all. Welcome back to the Daring Poppy channel. Today is Wednesday, the 21st of October, and we're up to episode 102. And it's been just over a week since I last recorded, and it's been an incredibly eventful week. Lots of exciting things to report and a lot of updates as well about the activity in our heavens and what's going on with Mother Earth right now, which is the most important thing in my world. So just to start with, I had a fantastic gathering back last Thursday the 15th in Auckland with all these great souls that are weaving together. And yeah, just really finding that the progress that we're making and the headway is exponential. And I like using that saying that the sum is greater than the parts that make it up. And that really feels that the mission we're on is really spearheading the way quite naturally without having to force anything. It's a very organic unfolding. So we're all looking forward to each time we get together again. It seems to be the highlight of the week. And got some really lovely young men weaving in as well now with their lovely energy. So that's what it's all about. We need lots of role models and different voices that appeal to all different walks of life. So that's really exciting to be able to report on. And since then, a lot of what we talked about last Thursday has become more pressing, and that is the need for an alternative news outlet in New Zealand. So that's what we've really decided upon. And since last Thursday, it's become more obvious that it's absolutely paramount that we have an outlet for the voice of the people. So that's going to come together more swiftly, I feel, than anything else that is going to take precedence, shall we say. So we'll just look forward to any future announcements about that. And last Saturday, I was able to make it back up. I didn't think I was going to go and join in at Aotea for a round off. It wasn't an official march. It was just a lovely Liberty March gathering led by Sarah Smith. And there was an array of wonderful people who shared their testimonies, and another beautiful lass, Noor, who entertained us and shared some of her beautiful original music while playing her guitar. So yeah, it was a really lovely round off, and the numbers were quite small, but the potency of the people that were there spoke multitudes. And we're all looking forward to reassembling back on the 7th of November, Saturday, and just see what direction things take. But at the moment, there is a real excitement about and the prospects of all these amazing people with open hearts and open minds that have come together with all their various skills and strengths and whatnot in different fields. So that's really what is going to keep spearheading things, as well as that synergy that we've been striving for, that teamwork. And the election was really, it could have gone any way. I just think we're living in such unpredictable times, but it is what it is. And today I'm going to post up someone who really sums up how I feel about it. And he's a fellow New Zealander, Damien Dement, and he's been a regular guest speaker at many of the Aotea Square gatherings. And anyway, he put a post-election link up. It's 12 minutes long, but well worth the listen. And instead of me labouring over what I to explain things, I just really feel very blessed that Damien shares my sentiments, I share his, and I'm sure that it'll help to bring a bit of clarity and just a bit of refocusing about the bigger picture, and that's what we need right now. So, and Damien's channel on YouTube is called Brave Company. Okay, so what I've just really had a variety of directions that I've need to give my attention in the last week, and thankfully a lot of, you know, it's been family time and also escaping into nature and getting to some of the places I love most on this planet. So that helps to balance everything out. I'd really, I think the biggest shock that came through for many of these fellow digital knights and maidens around the world was this huge censorship hit that took place last week, right after I just recorded my last podcast. It came to light over the 15th and 16th that Twitter and Facebook, well, there'd been a big purge on YouTube, and we know that the Advanced New Zealand Party got seriously interfered with being able to communicate on that forum right on the eve of the election. So really what's rolled out is, I'll read this lovely, this has come off Zero Hedge channel by Tyler Durden, and he says this is backdated on the 16th of October and authored by Mac Slavo as well. I have to make mention of that author. So a massive YouTube purge has taken place. Several channels have been removed from the platform. Proving truth is treason in the empire of lies. Let me preface this by saying that whether you do or do not agree with the content published by some channels on YouTube, no one deserves to have the boot of tyranny on their throat or their voice silenced for any reason, ever. And George R. R. Martin quotes, "When you tear out a man's tongue, you are not proving him a liar. You're only telling the world that you fear what he might say." And then Brian from High Impact TV says, "As far as I personally am concerned, the content published on any of the sites purged is irrelevant. Censorship in any and all forms is immoral all the time. Censorship is to society what cancer is to the body." So then we read, "Those who burn books today will be burning bodies tomorrow," Brian says. "Make no mistake, this is digital book burning. It's time to come together and stand up for basic fundamental human rights. This is extremely serious, and it's no exaggeration to say so." So the article winds up, "After brainwashing people for decades, MSM and governments are losing control of people. This blatant censorship says one thing: the mainstream media and the controllers who pull the strings are scared. If they weren't terrified of us, they wouldn't be trying so hard to shut any of us up. The truth will prevail regardless." And then there's a list of channels that have been removed. And, you know, people, these are channels, these are real close, I say comrades, I say that with warmth in my heart. They, these lads, Destroying the Illusion, Red Pill 78, Praying Medic, Joe M, X22 Report, Edge of Wonder, SGT Report, Space Shot 76, Truth and Art TV, Dustin Nemos, And We Know, Just Informed Talk, True Reporting. So those ones I've named out are real go-to people in my world, and I really feel for what's happened. Fortunately, they knew it was coming, and a lot of them have saved their work. And I believe some of them are heading for a channel called Rumble. So really, what I'd like to sort of draw a parallel to is that we've had incredible space weather events over this time, and I'll be putting all the links in to support this, but this is what I mean about optics. It's about looking through a multi-spectrum of lenses. And as I say, right now, I don't take the human behavior in its current state, which is out of control, I don't take it seriously. And you have to practice that, but it's about not being emotionally involved with other people's dramas at the end of the day. And you're actually helping those people by not being drawn into the dishonesty of whatever it is that wants to make everything dramatic. So what really has come forward here is we had an earthquake here yesterday morning, Tuesday the 20th at 6:30 a.m. in the morning, and that was the strongest one I've ever felt. It was short, there was only one, but it was a real shimmy, shall we say. So I went to try and find out where that was, and I've looked in all the normal places that I'd find that information, GeoNet and USGS. I've got in touch with another digital warrior, Zugo Mugo, who's got a really cool channel. He just dedicates totally to earthquake activity around the globe. Well, I messaged him and he hasn't been able to find anything around that time. But there was a lot of cover-up going on, and basically not reporting on activity, missing data. If something does happen, there's time frames, time lapses that are missing in existing footage when we do go back to look at other certain things. So really we can only go by our personal experience right now, and it's not going to be as easy to join the dots as we should be able to, but I'd say we're so close with how desperate we're seeing the hooded claw right now in its last death throw, shall we say. And it's all out attack. But, and that was felt far and wide too, that quake, because I've got friends who live on the other side of the Karangahake Gorge. And that's just heading Waihee direction, and they felt it on the other side of that gorge too. So it's just good to keep piecing things together locally as best you can, asking and sharing and whatnot. So I'm not going to really comment too much on the politics and the election in this country. I feel it felt like a new day on Sunday. I know a lot of people were saying that there was something really crisp and fresh and like a relief, and almost like the first day of spring. So unfortunately they're about to drop 1080 in these on this beautiful peninsula that I reside, so that's a really shadowy aspect of reality that we're all dealing with down here. And I absolutely do not know how the Kiwis get on at ground zero once that stuff starts indiscriminately falling from raining down from the heavens. And that's a big one for me. Kauri dieback, fungal, all these imbalances with the microbes in the soil. Makes you wonder if we're causing more problems than we're trying to actually remedy. So that just gives everyone a little bit of an overview. I mean, that's an environmental aspect that's real and very, very close to a lot of people's hearts. So we do need a miracle to do with this. And it's about people waking up and becoming that miracle of actually caring again and having that capacity to be an empath, have empathy. So that's not a switch you flick on and off. That is something that you develop. But I would just like to just round off this episode before I move on to talking about some of the links that are going in today. I just really encourage listeners to go back and revisit episode 46 on the 22nd of July. And that was headed Sick of Being Poisoned to Death. And it's quite relevant that we're approaching Labor Day here in Aotearoa. And in that episode, I talk about some wonderful research that shows we can heal through vibration, frequency, and sound. And that's on the Stillness in the Storm site. There's a couple of clips there off Stillness in the Storm in that episode 46 description box, and both very worthy of investigation. And in that episode, I'm talking about Labor Day. I put a link in there that explains what Labor Day is all about and gives a little bit of history. And this is showing that what Labor was all about, and supposedly our Labor Party, is protecting our rights to do with labor and work, balance of work and recreational life, family life. And it was all about maintaining an 8-hour working day and, yeah, try and best stick to a 40-hour working week. So those were the days, and maybe that's what we need to get back on the table and keep some of these parties accountable to what their true ideologies have been about in the past. And Olivier Clark, that's also with regard to Sick of Being Poisoned to Death. I was reading from his article to do with medicine, modern medicine being the new world religion. So that's a really sort of a great package to roll into one there at this moment in time, episode 46. And that rolls, so all of this, these relative links that I'll be talking about today, which align with what we've just been talking about. I would really like to just give the biggest shout outs today, really, is to Tanya Gabriel, 888 Taurus Full Moon, headed Big Breakthroughs. This is approaching, and this is actually the first full moon in, I believe, 76 years to fall on Halloween, a blue moon, and that's because there's been two full moons in the month of October. That'll be the second one, obviously. So there was amazing information to be garnered there. Thank you, Tania Gabriel. And top links, I'm going to put Brave Company. Despite the New Zealand election result, here are positive things to consider. It's bigger than an election. Hear, hear. And that's off Damien's channel. And also, I'm going to post off Digital Warrior Productions. Back on the 17th of October, there was a short little clip put together. It was 28 minutes. Now, this is all to do with Joseph Gregory Hallett, the King of England, King John III. It's just another aspect to what's going on around him, and it involves New Zealand. And this gentleman that this is about, he represents the House of Huna. And I've got more research to do about all of this, but this is headed Stargates and Portals, Tenerife. episode 6. So this is an island off the coast of Africa that is, it's Spanish, and that was really very cryptic, but also very insightful. I'm ever excited about what's unfolding around Joseph Gregory Hallett. Like to dedicate more sharing about that, but just got to go take just sort of little bits as we can deal with, I suppose. Yeah. Now, I'm going to put another LK Dark to Light. This is to do with QAnon and the Road to Freedom and that serial brain. Actually, he's probably one of the digital knights that's been taken down as well. But luckily, I've got that up on my screen. Fox News, Kayleigh McEnany, she's Trump's press secretary at the White House, and she was at her first rally with Trump since her COVID diagnosis. So that is just short but really lovely. It just warms the cockles of my heart to see Donald Trump with all his beautiful administration around him that just really love and appreciate him for who he is. A nature link today, the dodo. This is a rescued goose and a mini horse are inseparable. Watch them get adopted together at the dodo adoption day. And that's back from in December 2019. Alrighty, now I picked up Dr. Carrie Made is an American doctor, and she's got a clip up. She was being interviewed by Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show, and this is very insightful. It's headed Censored Doctor, mRNAVX, Technology Killed Animals in Test, Bypassed for COVID. So they're basically, this is not good news, people. Go and check that out for yourselves. Dr. Carrie Made, that'll be in the description box. And Wages World, this is just what I just raise my eyebrows at, and just it's just jaw-dropping what's going on, what these lads are showing. Huge quake hit Alaska, generating tsunami warnings. Did space weather help the quake? That was a 7.5 quake up in Alaska. Another one, what triggered the 7.5 Alaskan quake? Crazy. Fireballs increased during meteor shower. Anomaly satellites. So this is about our satellites that are going crazy at the moment. There's glitches. I noted that 44 fireballs had been reported on one day, and that was on the 20th of October, yesterday. Mr. MBB333, Earth entering dense debris field in space, storm brewing as planet plows through thick tail. That's the tail of Halley's Comet. So there'll be a couple more off Michael's channel, Mr. MBB333. Steve off WSO, worldwide frequency blast recorded by Scott Wagner. This is just virtually on every epic level that you could imagine right now. Mother Earth's all the readings for her the models for her electromagnetic activity, all of it is just pinging. It's just a privilege to be aware of it. I love it. Okay. Chave Weather Daily Videos. I'm just going to put the whole video, that link on, because it's so sad what's happening in many countries in the Northern Hemisphere. It's just epic flooding. So got to keep everyone in our prayers right now, that as we manifest this miracle that we need, we're going to be setting these people free and helping to know that everything's going to come good and not have the terror of how to rebuild out of the the destruction. Higher Truth Rises. This is amazing, these last two clips that he's popped up on his channel. Saturn's rings collapsing faster. Why are they collapsing is obscured, of course. And the other one, Earth is still wobbling more than previously thought. This is all real, people. Trust me, I'm not going to go into detail right now, but these, I read these headings out for emphasis. And Saturn's rings are massive, what this is all linked in with, because that's actually the remnants of a planet that got blown up in our solar system. So that's a whole other topic. But if that's all, if it's collapsing, then that means that that matter is redistributing in our solar system. And I find that extremely exciting because it is of biological origins, and there's miracles happening at subatomic particle levels right now. So that's why this gets, you know, you get onto a bit more of a, stick your antennas out a little bit further than they were and see what might start receiving and transmitting. And Be Inspired have got two great clips up. And three. Yep, I'll put all of those up. And very, very grateful for the wonderful research work that the people on Be Inspired are doing, because it's the sort of thing I love, but I haven't got the time to go ferreting around in those directions. So it's a real it really excites me to be able to just pluck those out so effortlessly. And of course, LT, I'm going to put up, out of all the digital warriors that I keep an eye on to do with the geopolitics, I'd really like to honour LT and his family by, I'm going to post a lot of what's happening out of all of them that have really had this big blow to them. His witness is one I appreciate, and I'd like to just focus in on that to keep everyone who's tuning in on this channel with a really honest and intelligent take at this, on this moment in time. Also, Thomas of True Reporting, I'm going to pop up a short one of his, who's been hit. And one off Fox News, just to round off, and this is headed, Bannon sounds off on Joe Biden as New York Post shines light on Hunter Biden's emails. And this is just showing how the world's been run by cheats and liars, and we're only, you know, really at the expense of our health and well-being and happiness. So that's why we've got to really get proactive with being informed, being disciplined, watching what we're investing in, where is our time being invested, making sure our behaviour's in check. Our communication skills more than anything. That's what I see the fall down that's just happened in the last week in this country, or leading up to it, should have been really finely tuned by the time we reached the election. But it was really the three C words: lack of coordination, lack of collaboration, and lack of communication. And not necessarily in any order, but, you know, when you're missing all those three key ingredients, you know, you've lost your conversation, because that's about a two-way dialogue. Change the letters of conversation around and you've got conservation, you know. So big messages there, as above, so below. All right, well, I just always sending lashings of arahanui in all directions. Looking forward to being a starburst, and we'll look forward to reporting back with you again real soon. This is a Tall Poppy chiming off for now.